Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Well, it's a special day. It's back to school today, and we have a Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service with some back to school safety tips with regards to crossing guards, school buses, that sort of thing. Darren, it's good to see you, and a busy day today for sure.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jamie, for having me in. And first of all, I just want to say welcome back to school to everybody and all of the students in Stratford, and I'm sure there's a lot of parents who are happy to have some kids going back to school today, too.
It's always a special day today with the back to school, but let's talk about safety first. Again, when we're in the rush to get back to school with the kids, we're grabbing those backpacks, we're grabbing those school lunches, but just got to take some time first off to slow down and be aware of that.
Absolutely. And I can see it and I can feel it. And I've been in this role for a few years now. And I'm a parent as well, Jamie. And we all live busy lives. And I think it's really important to just take that moment, take that breath, recognize what we need to do, and slow down a little bit. Because we are so rushed in our day-to-day lives that it's hard to fit everything in all the time. But we have to make sure that we're doing those things that are going to keep our kids, ourselves, and our community safe.
And let's talk about school bus safety, which is certainly a front of mind, if you will. There's been sort of a new system of lights. Basically, it's not a radical change. I mean, the school buses will still be operating as normally, but it's amber lights when they're slowing down, and then certainly the red lights to be aware of.
Yes, so just recognize that difference, that when the amber light is flashing, be prepared. Same as when you're coming up to an intersection and you see the amber light, be prepared to come to a stop. The red light, when that becomes, when the bus is flashing that red light, you do need to come to a stop. And that's, again, for everybody's safety.
And when that stop sign comes out, that is traffic in both directions, we should remind people.
Yes, traffic in both directions, regardless of how many lanes there are on that roadway, too.
And you're not supposed to just sneak around, that sort of thing. When that stop sign, when that bus is slowing down, you slow down. When that bus stops, you stop, basically.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, this is something that comes to our attention regularly. And our school bus drivers, they work hard and they do a great job in getting our kids to school safely. And they see it almost every day where there's drivers going past the school bus when it's already come to a stop and the stop sign is out. So we do need to work together and we do need to be aware. And again, that's just that slowing down, being aware of your surroundings and making sure that you're not rushing too much.
And we should say the penalties are quite substantial with regards to breaking the rules with regards to this, if you will.
They are, Jamie, and rightfully so, I would say, because it is putting kids and people at serious risk. Mm-hmm. But a school bus offense is really quite different than any other offense under the Highway Traffic Act. It is one of the only ones that we can charge the registered owner of the vehicle if we cannot identify the driver. So typically we have to identify the driver of that vehicle, but under a school bus offense, that ticket can go directly to the registered owner of the vehicle. So as long as that school bus driver is able to get a license plate number, or if you're a parent too, Jamie, this is big too. We get a lot of concerns from parents who are waiting with their kids and they see the car go by. So if you're a parent waiting for your child and you see a car go by that school bus when it stopped, try to get that license plate number because we can follow up on that. And that person can be charged.
And it's about keeping our kids safe. There you go. And of course, a part of the equation, it's the school buses, it's the kids off to school, and the crossing guards as well.
Yeah, so crossing guards play an important role, and they do a great job in improving the safety of the kids walking to and from school. And just to comment on that, I would love to see more kids walking to and from school, riding their bikes, getting out, being active, and parents, let's give them some independence and let them explore.
Yeah,
and find their way to school.
It would save some of the congestion that we do see dropping off kids at schools, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's built up, and again, it's that rushed lifestyle that we all live and we all experience. And sometimes it's nice to be able to just take a break and let your child walk to school.
And crossing guards, again, they're there for the safety of our children. When that red sign goes up, and slow down, and do beware of some of the things like the pylons that they have, or sort of markers that they have sort of on the road or roadside, if you will.
Yep, I think a few of those get run over every once in a while, but just make sure that you know where those crossing guards are. You typically drive the same route regularly, and if you're driving somewhere different, just keep your eyes open before and after school times. Keep your eyes open and slow down if you see crossing guard.
And like anything, when the crossing guard has their sign up, wait till the children are completely across the street, and then the crossing guard is off as well.
Yes, the crossing guard needs to be completely off of the roadway before you proceed.
So much to think about, but it's all about the safety of our kids and our community with school bus safety, crossing guards safety as well. Anything else you want to focus on? You've touched on some great subjects right here, back to school. Anything else you want to focus on?
No, I think it's just great that kids are getting back to school. I think I want to see like as many kids as possible in the school, getting involved in sports, getting involved in activities, and just living a good, fun, active lifestyle.
And I know you're probably going to be involved with school events and more coming up, Darren.
Yep, I'll be keeping busy. I'll be back in the schools myself too. Probably focusing on the high schools, but we'll see. I'll be all over the place.
Absolutely, Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service with some great safety tips. And everybody, play it safe when heading back to school today. Constable Darren Fisher, Stratford Police Service. Thanks so much, Darren, for all the great tips.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie.